This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Hey, that pretty girl, you got everybody's eyes. $5 at the door, but you ain't gotta pay tonight. That's the song Rose Colored Rear View by Grace Potter. It's off her new solo album, Mother Road. Potter wrote the album during a series of cross-country road trips she started taking in the summer of 2021. She left her home in Topanga Canyon to reflect on her life, the pandemic, her childhood, music. What became of these trips is an album that's an ode to freedom and to the open road. And Grace Potter joins me now. Welcome to Press Play.
Hello. How are you?
I am well. I'm well. I'm stationary. And I guess you are too right now.
Yeah.
Neither one of us is on the open road.
Yeah, that's okay. I think it's probably safer. It's not advisable to, you know, do these kind of interviews while driving.
To interview while driving? Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right.
Got to pull over first. Well, tell me about the name of the album, Mother Road. What inspired the title?
So it's interesting. I didn't think a lot about the double entendre of the fact that I'm also a mother and I grew up on the road. So in many ways, the mother is the road. My mother is the road. I am now a mother and I'm a road warrior. But but initially it came from the fact that I chose to take Route 66, which famously in the book The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck referred to as the mother of all roads, the road of flight, Route 66, bringing people in the Dust Bowl out to California, to the Promised Land, and the sort of American dream and all the shadowy places that exist around that and the themes that exist around that really called to me and brought me into a place of storytelling as I was taking these road trips. Even before the songs emerged, it started out with the Mother Road just being a route that I was taking. But it turned into much more than that, and I did 4 cross-country trips total on Route 66 before finalizing and penning the album and deciding to name it Mother Road.
You know, Route 66, of course, has a big place in music. I'm sure you know that. Was that one reason, you know, Chuck Berry, of course, sang Get Your Kicks on Route 66, and, you know, everyone's covered it, and it's just a big, you know, iconic song and an iconic road. Is that one reason why you wanted to take it, because of that history?
I didn't think it through that clearly, but I definitely think, for me, Woody Guthrie, Chuck Berry, the story of Little Richard and his life in Texas and his emergence from a small town into this bigger, wider, open universe that he kind of invented, and where rock and roll emerged from, you know, and how much influence it held really was door to door. You know, it was in very much the same way that an experience of a trucker or, in my case, a touring musician has to limit the stretch of land in which they can cover based on how many miles you can actually achieve in one night of driving from one venue to the next. I really connected with that. I also connected with songs and lyrics of Jackson Browne, you know, Take It Easy. There's a wonderfully written song by Lowell George of Little Feat called Willin'. You know, I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari. And so much of my trip and so much of all my journeys and my drives were much more visual and vivid than they were about, I'm going to write an album now. So that's why I refer to Mother Road as an original motion picture soundtrack to an invisible movie.
So it was like your private movie. You were going through America looking at it, like you were watching the screen. And you were in front of the screen, right? You're in front of the windshield.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in the studio when I recorded the songs, I would close my eyes and immediately I had locations and I had the shot and the way that I would get the shot. I was back in film school imagining what the setting would be and who these characters were and what they meant to me and how they were teaching me something about myself. I was kind of using them as proxies because I think in the writing of this record, I was going through some really, I've never had a tumultuous relationship with my mental health. I've always felt pretty solid. But COVID shook me pretty real. Mm-hmm. Squaring that was was a really important part of Mother Road. It was a really important part of carving out a space for myself that is separate from my identity as Grace Potter, the touring rock star, but more delving into my personal journey and healing from it through using characters as opposed to pinpointing myself and telling the story from my own perspective singularly, you know?
So you went to film school and studied film at St. Lawrence University. Mm-hmm. Did you think you wanted to be a filmmaker?
I thought I had to work hard for whatever I was going to do. And film seemed like a really amazing, collaborative, but hardworking and technical skill set that I knew I did not possess. Art and music and performance was very, very natural for me. But the technical skill sets and knowledge required for filmmaking was something that felt like the right kind of challenge worthy of school. Because otherwise I was like, why am I wasting my time at college? This is seeming like a really expensive journey. So I better learn something. I better glean something from it. And it was 2 years into college that the Nocturnals formed on campus. And me and my band, my now ex-husband, but the drummer of my band, Matt Burr, took to the road, and I ultimately left film school to pursue touring in the Nocturnals, and woke up and 13 years had passed and I was like, what the heck happened? And so that's where it began.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Nocturnals and what happened after the band broke up and you got a divorce from Matt Burr, former bandmate.
Yep.
But first, let's hear some more music. This one is called Lady Vagabond. When I came into this world, I cut the silence with my howl. I was forged in the mountains till the wheel brought me on down. The world never saw me coming. When it did, it started running. That's why time flies whenever I'm around. I made my great escape in nothing but a bathing suit. They found me floating down the river in a constable's canoe. Bobby wrapped me in a blanket, said there's nothing we can do. Can't call me, I won't come. Call me Lady Vagabond. All right, Lady Vagabond by my guest Grace Potter. I'm assuming you are Lady Vagabond.
Interestingly enough, she was an imaginary friend that I invented when I was 9 years old and I had run away from home. I needed a backstory, and I made up amazing. I had an incredible story that my name was Lola Nomada Vasquez. I was from Ecuador. I was an orphan, and that the orphanage that I was living in was not taking good care of me, and so I ran away from home and to my neighbor's house, by the way, to my best friend Caitlin's house. So they took me. This is exactly the story that happened. And I knew I needed an excuse for why I was alone. And my idea was that I was protected by this character, this kind of superhero vigilante named Lady Vagabond. I thought it sounded very aunt-like, you know, like, oh, it's not me. It's Lady Vagabond. And I'm just, she's my caretaker. Don't worry. I know I seem like I'm wandering around alone, but I've got Lady Vagabond here. So don't worry about us. So that's where it came from. But it, yeah, so, of course, it's me. You know, it's a reflection of me. Yeah.
Protecting yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how much we create these illusions of protection around ourselves only to break them down and find out that, yeah, it's just a superhero in my 9-year-old brain.
Sounds good to me. So this is your second solo album after The Nocturnals. And the previous one, Daylight, that was the one where you really talked about getting divorced, breaking up with the band. And so this one, you wanted to have a different stance, right? Can you describe the difference between the two?
Yeah. And actually, just to correct you, it is my third.
Your third.
It's an interesting dynamic because I think Midnight, when that came out, it was supposed to be a Grace Potter and the Nocturnals record, but it was ultimately billed as a solo record because the band broke up in the midst of making Midnight.
Okay.
But it was essentially my sort of emancipation proclamation from the band because they didn't like those songs. And I had been writing the songs all along. And when the album Midnight happened, I realized that it does matter, and that the word and the anything entails that basically it's me plus, as in I, by myself, am not good enough. So I've started placing more meaning on the terms like solo or band or full band or this is a duet or this is a side project. But really, Grace Potter, the songwriter, has always been the primary songwriter. I'm speaking about myself in third person, which feels really weird. But
well, it's almost like Grace Slick, right? I mean, you share a name there, but she was Grace Slick and the Great Society.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it's interesting how women feel like they, I think there is some filling in that sometimes needs to be done in her era, especially because establishing yourself, you know, Janis Joplin did as well, where when it went from Big Brother, you know, to Janis Joplin, it couldn't just be Janis, it had to be more, you know. And I think for me, I found so many times with Daylight, especially, that record was so profoundly personal that it really did feel like an establishment of soloness, a lonesome feeling. And then comes Mother Road, and this record is simply none of those things, and simply an artist named Grace Potter who's been writing the songs all along and who's been a road dog all along, whether there was an "and the" behind it or not. And it's really me staking my claim in the, I think, in the wild west that is rock and roll. And it's pretty undeniable when you hear the record that there's a lot of band happening as well. But I don't feel the need for an "and the" behind my name anymore. I don't need to make excuses for all the different versions of myself. I think I cover it pretty well in the lyrics on the record.
Yeah. So let me get back to your on the roadness and how you decided to light out for four road trips. You said there wasn't really a grand plan, and it was during the pandemic, and you were feeling pretty, I guess, stir crazy, depressed, all of the above.
Yeah. Yeah. I had suffered a pretty serious miscarriage that was life threatening. And it, in my case, was something that I didn't really process when it happened. I tried to sort of just wipe it off as, oh, well, that was crazy, you know, body dealt with it as best it could. Glad I'm not dead. Let's move on. But the residual effects of it were, as you know, establishing themselves in my physiology in a way that I wasn't really aware of. And in my mental space, I just brushed it aside when really there was some pretty real stuff that I still needed to work through mentally and in my heart, in my body. It was all still there, and that ache and that sustaining injury physically was showing up in my mental health. And so that was real. It was very real. And the details of which I got to sort through in the quiet and solitude of the road, in a way that I hadn't allowed myself to have when I was home in Vermont or when I was working and out in California cranking away on a record or, you know, touring. There was nothing to do except sit with those feelings. And it was powerful.
Wow. So going on these road trips, you left your husband and your kid behind, and it was just you. And I'm sure that was really hard to leave them behind. But also you needed to have that break for a little bit to establish yourself.
Yeah, I think it was a natural effect of being a mom and being in a home. And I'm so domestic when I'm home. I love gardening. I love decorating. I was a house painter and a contractor before I became a musician. So there was a huge, an indulgent opportunity to dive back into that world. And it was hard being away from them. And I didn't know how empty that feeling would be until I felt it out on the road. And I was a solid, 2,000 miles away from them. But then it's too late by then, you know?
Yeah.
But that trip instigated the rest of the album and the making of the journey, and the initiation being, I've got to go get the car. I'll be right back in a week and a half.
All right, so that really sets up the next song that I want to play, and this one is called Ready, Set, Go. So
yeah.
Tell us about this one. Set it up for us.
Yeah, this is like tapping into the me that is always ready to set go. I mean, I'm really, I love a road trip. I've always enjoyed the packing of the car and the adventure. and trusting that the universe is going to throw you a bone. This is the pinball in the pinball machine of life. It's a younger me. It's a more innocent me. It's a slightly aimless me. But there's some wisdom to be gleaned from this song and from this particular moment in my life and this character.
All right, here's Ready, Set, Go. Say in the end all is forgiven, but I say you haven't met. That's Grace Potter, Ready, Set, Go, from her new album, Mother Road, which is out now. Grace, thank you.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. That'll do it for us today on Press Play, a Monday edition. It's been great to be with you. I'm Madeline Brand, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Learn to trust my intuition, even when it makes me scared, even when I'm hearing voices and seeing things that I'm not there. I saw a little girl standing